Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. B'siyata d'shmaya, we are now in our ninth shir on the topic of Ein Shlichut Dvar Aveira. What can I tell you, Rabbi Isai? It has been an incredible ride, and it is so exciting to continue and see more neflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. In the previous shir, we explained the Mahalach of the Gemara that what was bothering the Gemara was that when we say that there's shlichus by me'ila, that yeshlich tvar avera, that there is shlichus, that the avera is attributed to the mishaleach, that implies even if there's hana of the shliach, if it's hana of the shliach, and that's really been our issue, Rabbi Yisai. I'm saying, as we go into our ninth shir, it's good to know this, to repeat this, is that when you do an avera for somebody, it has to be attributed to the mishaleach. And if you're doing it for yourself on your own behalf, then it doesn't go to the mishaleach. It stays with you. So if you're getting hana, by definition, it's your hana. You know what I mean? You can't be getting hana for someone else. So I do that with my children. There's certain foods that I don't eat for various reasons. Some my very sensitive stomach. So I'll tell my children, be motzi me, eat it for me. You know what I mean? Something like that. My wife or whatever, they can eat it for me. But it really doesn't, it's not the same. Really, it's not the same, right? When somebody eats food for you, it's nice that they're being nana, but you're not being nana. So when someone is doing an aveira, Chas Shalom, on your behalf, and they're being nana, you're not being nana, how can the aveira be attributed to you? So when there's shlichus for me'ila, that includes a me'ila where there's hana involved, and that's how the person is doing the me'ila. So slicha, ech ze yechol yot, she's kan shlichus. B'zeh ma shefriya lagmara. As there's shlichus for me'ila, even includes hana, because you can't have zeh nene v'zeh mischayev. So the Gemara's teretz is enachinami. Enachinami. It's a very good question, and the answer is that me'ila is a different story. By me'ila, gzeres hakasev that there's shlichus, and therefore, just like we have a rule that divrei av, divrei talmud, divrei mishal min. And what do we say? What we've been saying is that when God says something, he's mevatel what the mishaleach says. So divrei adav, divrei atalmud, you don't listen to the mishaleach meili, rakni on your own behalf. So that's why normally ein shlichut dvar avera. And also in the case, even if you go, yesh shlichut dvar avera, but not nana, zeneh v'zeh mischayev lo amrina. Right? You can't have zeneh v'zeh mischayev. But for the same reason, because he's being nana, because when a person, in other words, even if you hold that yesh lichut dvar avera, and when Hashem says something, it doesn't cancel out what the mishaleach says, and the person's acting on behalf of the mishaleach, but zeh nana zeh mischayev avadinat, it can't be that Reuven is nana and Shimon is mischayev, right? That everybody would agree to. So, and what about me'ila? Me'ila zeh lo mafriya, lo zeh velo zeh, zeh meil zeh oto rayon eto ikaron, ubishneim omrim shebime'ila yesh lanu klal שיש שליח לדבר עבירה, ואפילו אם השליח נהנה, אפילו אם, אם המעשה לא מיוחס, אפילו אם הוא לא פועל, סליחה, אפילו אם הוא לא פועל, בעד המשלח, אפילו אם he's not acting, on behalf of the משלח, right, he's acting on his own behalf, but still, if he was sent to do the עבירה, if he's doing it for the משלח, even if he's נהנה, what do you mean he's not acting on behalf of the משלח? He's נהנה, right, so even in such a case, we say that yesh lichut dvar avera. Why is that? Because that's gzeres hakasev miyuchedes. That gam b'ofen gzeh chayevim b'zeh nene. And therefore it would apply like we spoke about, even right, Me'ila's b'shoigeg. Right, and we said by Bishogeg there's shitas that anyway yesh lichut dvar avera. Because there's no svar of divrei rabbi, divrei atam, divrei mishomim. Ein achinami, but even if it wouldn't be shogeg, we would still say yesh lichut dvar avera. Why? Because by me'ila, the word is that we have gzeres hakasev that that the shliach doesn't have to be acting on behalf of the mishalech, meaning even if he was nana, even if he was nana, the aver still goes to the mishalech. And if he's nana, definitely he's acting on his own behalf. He can't get a no for someone else. And yet by me'ila we say even if he's nana. Bistama, right, we have that as a suffix of Tosis. But Bistama, we're saying the Pshat, the Gemara's understanding that it's both. Whether you're motzi at stam for me from Hekdesh, or even if you're nana, toch kedei hotzah mehekdesh. So still we say yeshliach hadvar avera. And the reason is because by me'ila the rule is that the avera doesn't have to be, you don't have to be acting on behalf of the mishalech. The avera counts for the mishalech no matter what. And again, Zanana v'zemischayv is the same as divra divra tamar divra mishomim. Divra divra tamar mishomim means that if you have the rav, you know, what are you listening to the Talmud for? The rav is mevatel divra atalmud. So merely you're acting on your own behalf. That's divrei rav, divrei atalmud, divrei misham, and you're acting on behalf. And memele ain shlichet dvar aveira. And zena zemischayv is the same word that you're acting on your own behalf because you're the nana. But by meila ze bechalal lo nosei, bechalal lo mafriya lano. By meila we say that yesh shlichet dvar aveira, even if it would be mezid, even if it would be, because the word is that by meila. It doesn't matter that he's acting on Bo's behalf, and even if he's getting the Hana himself, right, it still counts for the Mishaleach, because by Mi'ila there's different rules completely. Okay, so that was what we saw last time. Just according to this, we need to understand the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Milchus Mi'alach HaBeis, recently we recorded a two Shiurim about this Rambam, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Aleph, and we saw a beautiful Mahalach of Moreno HaGoyin HaGadol, a mufla of Moshe, Rav Moshe Luria Zatzal. We're still in the middle. We have two parts. I hope we continue weiter, because he says weiter. But he discusses this. He goes on a different mahalach than we're about to say. So now those shiurim that we had in this Rambam, Bava Kama and Aleph, and on Me'ila, we talk about Tvicha. We were speaking there about Tvicha, Shlichos for Tvicha. So we're going to say a different mahalach than we said over there, because even when I said over that shir, so I was didn't sit 100% well with me. It wasn't muchrich, even though, you know, we speak about Hagon Hagadol of Moshe Luria, it's mamish, it's pilei plos, the Torah that he said. But zelo ya me'achuz. It means yachol yot shutzodek. I don't mean shu lo tzodek. But I felt sheish makom levikuach. And po anachmin re malach acher banosei hazeh. As ani mazmin otchem leshmuat hashiur hazeh. והבה נראה את העניין פה. מה שנאמר פה, את המהלך שנציע בעזרת השם. שוב, על פי תורת מורנו ורבנו, מרן ראש הישיבה, הגאון הגדול, זכר צדיק לברכה, ושמו לזורת אהבת כל נפש, לאותו ויצחק מן זצר. הרמב"ם כותב בפרק ז' מלכות מעילה, הלכה ב', that, let's say, you send somebody as a שליח to do מעילה, but with that shlichus of me'ila, there's also an aveira involved. There's me'ila involved. There's another aveira involved besides the me'ila. For example, to eat the besar oila. To eat a besar oila. What's the problem? The problem is that an oila goes all up to God. You know, that eat the besar oila. So sorry, anybody who has any taiva for eating a besar oila. So Baruch Hashem is one of those taivas that it's easy to overcome, but not so available. You're not going to go to your local kosher marketplace and see some besar oila there. And if you do, then it's not a kosher marketplace, at least not that section. So oila goes all up to Hashem, right? So you're not allowed to eat it. So let's say somebody sends a shliach. Again, this is the Rambam, famous Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Asach Torah has been said on this Rambam. Mamish Pilei Plos, how much Torah has been said in this Rambam. If you want, you can go to the Halacha Brewer website, and there you go to this, the Rambam, Maftech and the Rambam, and every Rambam they have Mari Makoimas galore. It's mamish like, I feel like I can still sit with that. There used to be a sefer when I was in Yeshiva HaKotel back when I was a young man, back in the old days. So they had a sefer of Mari Makoimas, the Rambam, which has now been expanded and expanded and expanded, and even a lot more than the Shabsi Franco Rambam. And why they put it out is a sefer ma'anyan b'fnei atzmo, v'zeh lo ha'naseh shelanu achshav, aval mi sherotzeh mekorot yechol la'ayen sham mustam, la'asot chipus, ken, hayom yesh אמצעי חיפוש מאוד משוכללים שבמהירות הבזק אפשר, מהירות הבזק אפשר להביא הרבה מקורות. So if you send a shliach to eat a besar oila, there's an additional iser besides the iser meila, so the meila goes to the shliach and not to the mishaleach, because b'chol ha'Torah kula zok the Rambam ein shliach u'dvar aveira, ein shliach u'dvar aveira b'chol ha'Torah kula, aval kan זה שונה. למה זה שונה כאן? כי כאן יש שליח לדבר עבירה, אין שליח לדבר, יש שליח לכל כל כולו, we say by מעילה, that יש שליח לדבר עבירה. וכל התאום, מה רבי סיים, סליחה, אני קצת התבלבלתי, שהרמב״ם אומר, שבכל התורה כולה אין שליח לדבר עבירה, רק במעילה יש שליח לדבר עבירה, אבל כשמעורב באיסר אחר, we go back to the rule that ein shliach l'dvar aveira. There's another iser involved. Memela ein shliach l'dvar aveira. And here came for the shaila based on what we said in the previous shiur. Anachem lo mivinim achshav. Anachem lo mivinim. Hare ma amarnu? Amarnu shebemeila haklalim mishtanim. Bemeila ein et haklalim harigilim, hanormativim. מעשה שהאדם צריך לפעול בעד המשלח. במעילה זה לא משנה. במעילה אדם נשלח לעשות מעילה, אז הדין הוא שיש שליח לדבר עבירה. ואפילו שהמעשה מתייחס לשליח, כי אמרנו אפילו אם יש לו הנאה, אם יש לו הנאה, אז האדם מתייחסת אליו. אז אפילו אם המעשה מתייחס לשליח, בכל זאת אומרים שיש פה שליחוס, יש שליח דבר עבירה, and the משלח gets the עבירה. So once you're in the realm of מעילה, so who cares that there's another issue involved? מה זה משנה לנו? And that's why we saw in the Rambam that there's שליחוס on מעילה של הנאה. And that's how we explain Pshat in the Gemara. It's right, as we just spoke about for a few minutes. Right? So there's shlichus. Even if there's hana, even if the maisa is misyaches to the shaliach, nevertheless, the avera belongs to the mishaleach. Because by Me'ilah, the rule is the Maisa doesn't have to be Mesiaches to the Mishalech. It's Mesiaches to the Shaliach. So here we're talking about eating Basarala, which is Hanan. If not for the fact that there was another Aveira, there would be a Shlichus by the Me'ilah. But since there's another Aveira involved, there's no Shlichus. אבל לפי מה שביארנו, לא אכפת לנו במילה משהו מעשה מתייחס לשליח. And that's why there's Shlichus on Me'ilah של Hanan. Because we don't really care about the fact that the Maisa is Mesiaches to the Shaliach. Because Ma'ila has different rules. V'im kein, ma mafriya b'ze yisur acher? Sh'yikaro sh'alidei zeh havalei koseh me'ilav. Because what do we say? We said that if there's another Isser, what does that mean? What does that other Isser mean? That other Isser means that he's not acting on behalf of the Mishalach. Right, because divrei arava, divrei atama, divrei mishalmi. But we don't care. We don't care that he's acting on his own behalf and not on the mishalech's behalf by meila, because by meila we say that yesh shlichus lemeila even if he's acting on his own behalf. So what does it matter? There's another aveira involved, and that aveira means that divrei divrei atama divrei mishalmi. So you're obviously acting on your own behalf to the whole. You're not. There's no shlichus because you're acting on your own behalf. But by Mila, we don't care that he's acting on his own behalf. Ze bayah gedola me'od lefi ma sheyasadnu. Bekol ze tzarich iyun biyoter letamo asheni shel anoyde biyude. Rino benoyde biyude. Shelama yesh meila aydei shliach. Kevin she'enu winyan leshlichus. Elamadis avid shlichuse. Zot omeret en plot hashlichut haklasit. We don't have the classical shlichus going on over here when it comes to Me'ila. But rather, the ikar is that a shlichus was done. Which means that, for example, you could do it with a cheresh, a shayte, a katan, a koif. It doesn't matter. As long as the shlichus was done, even though there's not classical shlichus here, it's still attributed to the mishalech. In other words, whatever, if what the mishalech wanted to be done is done, so memela, what he wanted to be done is attributed to him. The act of the shlichus is attributed to him, even though there's not classical shlichus here for various reasons. And that's why we don't care if there's a hanan of the shliach. And if there's another shliach, why should it be attributed to the mishalech? He's acting on his own behalf. The answer is the savage shlichuse. The shlichus of the mishalech was done, and therefore it's attributed to the mishalech. So who cares if there's another aver involved? Ma ze echpat li? Sheyesh po avera nosefet, nis'ariv bo isur acher. Ma echpat li? Besofo shel davar, isavet shlichuse, Rabbi Isai. His shlichus was done. וזה כל מה שמעניין אותנו. ולכן צריך להיות פה שליחוס, והרמב"ם כותב שאין שליחוס. וזה דומה, וזה מה שדיברנו בשיעור הזה שהזכרנו, התביחה, השליחוס בתביחה בבבא קמא, למה שכתב הקצויס, הקצויס בסימן ריש צעדי בי, סעיף קודן א', על פי המערית בקידושין. אז הוא חילק שם בין שלושת הדברים שאומרים שיש שליח לדבר אבירה. מה הם? תביחו, שליחוס יד ומעילה. מעילה זה באמת מדין שליחוס. זה השליחות הקלאסית. That's מעילה. However, when it comes to שליחוס יד and תביחו, זה משהו אחר לגמרי. The reason why shlichus yad, there's shlichus is because of pshia. Pshia, he's the object is a bikadin, and he has somebody else be shalech yad, he's the bikadin, without rishus. But that's because of pshia. That's not because of shlichus. He was pashia by letting somebody else use it. And by tvicha, it's because he was nane, that somebody was tovech based on his tzivu, he was nane. But these aren't classical cases of shlichus. So they're different than meila, where the reason that there's yesh shlichus dvar aveira is because of shlichus. So let's say nisariv by iser acher. Let's say by tvicha another iser is involved. So the mishalech is still going to be chayev because he was still nana. What does it matter that nisariv by iser acher? And that's the mashmaos of the Rambam, as understood by the Torah anyway. That if somebody sends a shliach to shecht, stolen animal, and he does it on Shabbos, he tells him to do it on Shabbos, we still say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. It's still the aver of the mishalech. Even he tells him to shecht on Shabbos. Ah, nisariv b'iser acher. There's also the chil Shabbos involved. And the answer is that it doesn't matter because sof he was nana. By meila patur ben nisariv b'iser acher, but not by because then the whole shlichus is off. But not by tvicha, not by shlichus yad. Because what the Ktzais was understanding was that by meila, since we're dealing with classical shlichus, and we say shlichut vara vera, but if there's another iser involved, then the whole shlichus is off because of the other iser. That's why the shlichus is canceled, because of the other iser. But when it comes to Me'ila, when it comes to Shlichus Yad and Tvicha, Shlichus Yad because of Pshia and Tvicha because of Nene, so then what does it matter there was another Aveira involved? And that's why the Rambam only says his Vort of Nisariv B'Saracher by Me'ila, not by the other two. Because by the other two, it doesn't matter that Nisariv B'Saracher. Because by Me'ila of Nisariv B'Saracher, Me'ila is B'Tara Shlichus. Meila is b'tara shlichus, and therefore, if there's another shlichus involved, that's a shlichus of avera, and we say in shlichus varavera, then the whole shlichus is canceled. But when you're dealing with the tficha and shlichus yad, then the problem is that the reason the shlichus is not because it's shlichus. We say yes, shlichus varavera, but not because it's classical shlichus, because of nene, because of pshia. So therefore, what does it matter if there was another avera involved? So if he was nana and there was pshia, so it doesn't matter if there's another avera involved. But if we're dealing with shlichus yah, we're dealing with meila, there we're in the realm of shlichus. Once we're in the realm of shlichus, as emot chashuv lanu she im yesh isarachem uravba. That's the ksois. Nisarv b'sarachem. So then nisarv b'sarachem, the shlichus is off. That cancels the shlichus. But according to the note of Yehuda B'shita Sarambam, by Meila also it's not mitara shlichus. It's a zavet b'shlichusay. His shlichus was done, and that's all that matters. So what does it matter that there was another aveira involved? So why is he pater ben asarif b'sarachir v'tzarachiyun v'zalat Hashem? Anachnu b'shiur acher be'atid. Anachnu nachzor l'taretz etze. U'mitzad sheni yesh lodun l'fize. Aval asav anachnu emadnu kushia meod chashuva, meod kritit. להבין את שיטה סרמב"ם, לא מבין אסעריף איסור אחר, why we say by me'ila that the whole שליחוס is off. As long as it's a bit שליחוס, מה אכפת לי? בין כל לפי הנדיבידו לא מדיבר בו בשליחות הקלאסית. אז מה זה משנה לי אם יש מעורב בו איסור אחר? סוף כל סוף, יש כאן איסור אבית שליחוס, יש שליחוס בזדן. ומצד שני יש לא דון לפי זה, מה שכוסף הרמב"ם בפרק הפרש המשנה יש במילה, פרק ו' משנה א', according to the תרגום, אבל רב קפח, let's read the Targum of Rav Kapah. Ah, Valpi, Sheklalu, Yeslan, when Shilt Varaveira, El Shemilim, Shog Balabai, Sermel Shilch, Lishtamesh, Ruchush, Ayakdesh, Minishtamish, Shilch, Moshin, it's Tabe, Vagambo, Yadab, Loshan, a clum. Imash, Shina clum, Moshin, it's Tabe, boy, Ari Balabai, Smol of Asudvaro, Vanasudvaro. Iskim Walze, Lomro, Yisale, Hotanafishahi, Roy Maze, Loisa, Shishagak, Trilav, Hosh, Shizahulin, Vitsiva, Lishtamish, boy. As the Rambam says, that we have a klal, ein shlich dvar aveira, by me'ila, if the Baal HaBayis was shoygeg, and he told the shlich to use the rechush hekdesh, and the shlich does so as he was commanded, and he doesn't know, and he does exactly as he's told, so the Baal HaBayis does me'ila, since he was listened to, and his scheme was zeh, le'omro yis'ale, and it is agreed to this, the words of God, V'chata nefeshahi. This is a remez. To he who is, and it says ashma ba. So there's an ashem to one who is to the soul that's in. Now the problem is there is no pasuk v'chata nefeshahi. But akupanim, he brings this to the source of v'chata nefeshahi, and that's a remez la'oso asher shagak tchila. That here you do have yesh leichud varavera. Why do you have yesh leichud varavera? Because you have this pasuk of v'chata nefeshahi, and that's a remez to the person who did the shogeg first. He thought it was chulin, and he commanded somebody else to use it. And Rav Bratanur also brings this pasuk. He brings another pasuk, and that's maybe what the Rambam means, and that's in the classical Perush HaMishnayos, not the Rav Kapach edition, that it says v'ashma hanefeshahi. Now, the Ashma HaNefeshahi is by Gezel Hager. It's not even talking about Me'ila. And in our Sugya, in the Kedushin Membeis on the base, we learn that there is Shlichus by Me'ila, Chet Chet Mitruma. What's Chet Chet Mitruma? That by Truma it says, Shamwes Mishmat Zoesel of Chet. And by Me'ila, it says in Vayikra, Hey Yud Tesvav, Nefesh Kisim Al Mal V'chata B'shkaga Mikotche Hashem. So the question is, why does the Rama bring a different source? We already have a source for in the Gemara. We already have a source for the Shlichus by Me'ila. We learn from Truma. So why does the Rambam bring an additional source?
And the Ravati Martin rule also is discussed by the Abbas Baruch Tam to Tereb and Figi and the base. So first of all, why is he bringing a different source? And why is he bringing a source by Gezel Ager, bringing carbon for Gezel Ager and Parshas Naso, and not Ne'ilah? So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that if you read carefully the Lashon of the Rambam, he sounds like what the Nod Yehuda is saying. It sounds like the Rambam is learning like the Nod Yehuda. But the problem is, by Shlichus, that it's because of his tzivu. In other words, because his Shlichus was done, because he commanded it to be done, Mamela, we say the Yesh Shlichus Varavir. In other words, it's not anything Shluch Shalom Kamosa. It's because Nasu Dvarav. Right, that's when they have in the Targum of Rav Kapach, that he says, hold the Nasu Dvarav. And in the Targum that we have, right, as he wrote in Arabic, Shechai Baal Abayis Hol Vutzivo. So in other words, it's telling in Tzivu, not in the Din Shluchus, not in the Din of Kamosa. And that's also Mavur in the Jerush of the Rambam writes, Achiv Shemish Shavak Tchila, it's not about the Shluchus, it's about somebody who was Rishon B'Dover. Because of him, this happened. Because of the Mishalech, it happened. So therefore, we can say that if Vadai the Rambam and the Rabbi Vadi of Rat and the Makor of the Din is the Haggish that the Gemara says, and not from the Pasuk of Ashman Efeshahi that we have by Gezel Ager. But from the Drush of the Gemara was and like the Rosh Hashanah notes that this Bechal not even talking about Meila. The Pasuk that the Rambam and Rabbi Vadi brings not Bechal talking about Meila. But from the Drush of the Gemara was Mashma of the Pashtas. That is the din of shlichus. She came with Truman to Mary Alfinanai because it's learned from Truman. Truman is a classical din of shlichus. So we thought there's also a classical shlichus by Meila. And on that, the Rambam, Rav Avraham Ratanura, tell us based on some makor that they knew she esmichu, like the lashon of the targum that we brought earlier, or she said romes, different targumim. Right, one targum says she esmichu, and another that's the. Classical Targum of the Rambam, Shesamach, that it relied on, or was merames to us, in the parasha of Karbon Gzeilos to Ashman Avshahi. In other words, Hainu HaRishona, Shehizu Shecheyav Tzvashem Milos. Like, that soul is guilty. What do you mean, that soul is guilty? The first one who made this mistake, who caused this meila to be done. That's the nefesh ha'i, that soul is guilty. The first one who caused it to be done, that's an asmachta. In other words, it's telling us that it's not midin shlichus, it's because of this abi shlichuse. Not a classical din shlichus, rather because what he wanted to be done was done, but it's not shlichus shalom kamosa. So again, it's not a yafusa from there, because there we're not talking about meila, but it's an asmachta. And it's telling us what the yisod of the din is that we learn from Truman. Truman learned chet chet that there's shlichus by meila, but don't think that it's regular shlichus like there is by Truman. But rather, the two work together. Again, this is a different halach than we said. In the other shir, we said that there are two types of shlichus. In meila, there's an in shlichus of siachus on mishaleach, like we find by Truma, shlichus on the kmoso, and then there's another din of zechot of zem eschayif. And that's what we have over here. That's the Rambam telling us that as long as no other iser was involved, in other words. In this special din, that's what we said in the other shir, that in this special din of Zenen of Zen Eschayiv that we have by Megillah, there can be Nisari Vaseracher. Nisari Vaseracher, we never have Zenen of Zen Eschayiv. But here we do. But when you deal with the other type of shlichus, of Zenen of Zen Eschayiv, then we don't care the Nisari Vaseracher. Only when there's Hanan involved. And then we also said Svara, which again, it wasn't 100% the Halakha of the Svara, but the Svara wasn't when it comes to this Yachzus HaMaisel Mishaleach. So it doesn't matter that there's another Isser, so of course, also the Maisel Mishaleach. So by Me'ila, it doesn't matter if there's another mice involved. There's another Aveira involved, because the mice he did is Mesiachis to Meshaleach. But if we're dealing with the Dina Mechudish of Me'ila with Hana, the Zen and the Zen Eschayev, so there, the Ochel should be is responsible to be more careful, because he was only told to be Nene, and then the Mishalech is going to be Mischayev, but not to do any other Aveira. So it only applies if he was just Nene. But otherwise, if he did another Aveira, we say, I didn't send you for that. I didn't send you for that other Aveira you did, in the Mela, if there was another in Sarifas or Achia, like we're dealing with Pisarola, then the whole Shlichus is off, because the Shlich should have been more careful. Whereas in the Din Me'ila, the Siachasis, La Mishaleach, so it doesn't matter if there's another Aveira involved. Self called self. This Shlichus that he did to do the Me'ila relates back to the Mishaleach. And then you could argue that if another Aveira was involved, he wasn't sent for that other Aveira, so the whole Shlichus is off. But I'll go on, and that's what we spoke about in the other. But now we're saying, no, that's really not, it's not too different. It's one thing. It's one din, and the yisod of the din by Me'ila, knows we learn chay from Shurma, but Rambam has a special marker, of Ashma Nefesh Ha'i, that tells us that the person, his smichu azel omer yisal v'chata nefeshi, v'ashma nefeshi, rom is the osa she shogah t'chila, the person who shogah first, so he's going to be guilty. Why? Because he was mitzavet. And the other person listens, it's not a classical din shlichus. As long as the shlichus was done, that's enough to be mechayev mishaleach. And it's not a steer from Shurma, it's explaining the drasha from Shurma. Anachinam, we're learning from Shurma the shlichus. But it's not a regular shlichus like there was from Shurma, it's a savish shlichuse. The only thing is, if Sabbath Shlichusay, then why do we care that Sarif was or Achir? So false off, like we asked, if Sabbath Shlichusay, Shlichus was done. So what does it matter that Sarif was or Achir? So I can hear you telling me that if Sarif was or Achir, if we're talking about classical Shlichus and another Isser is involved, then now the whole Shlichus is off. Because they were at the right time of the Rishonim. But here we're not dealing with classical shlichus. Here the Iker is that it's obviously chusay. So what does it matter that there was another iser involved? How does that cancel the fact that what he wanted to be done was done? So the answer is that you have to say that the Rambam was chozerbo. He was chozerbo b'chibur. Mashkas of Perishim Shnas. Perishim Shnas the Rambam holds that even if it's obviously chusay, it wouldn't matter because it's obviously chusay, and therefore the shlichus would be canceled. But the Rambam passes in the yad not like that. The Rambam passes in the yad that if it's obviously chusay, then the shlichus is canceled. But Akopan, we understand Shah and the Perish Mishnais, but the reason he brings from Rosh Manefesh Ha'i is to tell you that as long as it's Sabi Shlichusay, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if there's another issue involved. It's Sabi Shlichusay, this isn't classical shlichus. So it can't be canceled because he did a shlichus that he wasn't sent to do an ancient shlichus by Ravir. If a different Aveira was involved, what does it matter if a different Aveira was involved? So if the Shlichus was done. You can't say, now he's not Shlichus Shalom Kamoso anymore, because he never started Shlichus Shalom Kamoso. All that matters is Zavish Shlichuse. You don't need classical Shlichus. We said it before, if you don't need classical Shlichus, you're going to have a Chayr, Shevet, Bukhat, and a Kof. The important thing is Zavish Shlichuse. So that's all in the Parish Mishnais. And then in the Yad, he was Chozer, and he said no. If Nisari goes to Achir, then the Shlichus is canceled. It's not Shlichus. That's the Rambam in the Yad. So called self, we still have to understand the story of the Rambam in the Yad. Why, if Nisari goes to Achir, is there no Me'ila? As we explained Pshat in the Gemara, but that's what we explained in the previous year. Pshat in the Gemara is Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara's Zerach, the Zerach HaKazavan Me'ila, that we're Mechayev, even if even if the shliach is nene, and the mice is not miyuchas to the mishaleach, but sof kol sof, there's still going to be shlichas, even if the shlich is nene, the mice is not miyuchas to the mishaleach. He's doing it on his own behalf. There's still going to be shlichas. So what does it matter if there's another aveira involved? You can tell me there's another aveira involved and the shlichus was cancelled. Not pitom. The other aveira involved ain't shlichus var aveira. But here, yes, shlichus var aveira. You can say he wasn't acting on his behalf because he did the other aveira. We don't have to say that he was acting on the person's behalf. For a meal, it doesn't have to be that he was acting on the other person's behalf. On a meal, all that matters is that he sent the other person. The other person did the maisa, however you explain it. The way that no you explain it, it's not classical shlichus. Because it's Abish, So of course, selfish shlichus was done. So again, that would mean that we're not dealing with classical shlichus here. Because he doesn't have to be acting, the shlich doesn't have to be acting on the shlich's behalf. So what does it bother us in Sarif by Sarach here? Again, I understand if we're in the world of Shlichal and Kamoso. So maybe you can't say it's the shlichus of Moshe anymore because the shlichus was cancelled for the other aveira he did, so it's also cancelled for the Mi'ila. But here it doesn't matter because here we see that even if the shlichus was nene, like we saw in the Gemara, we saw in Rambam, even if the shlichus was nene, still the mishalech gets the aveira. How can that be not acting on behalf of the mishalech? The answer is we don't care. So for so the mishalech said to be ma'al and he was ma'al. So what does it matter that it's sorry for us? That's what we have to understand. Hopefully we're going to explain that. And this I don't want to be a party pooper over here, but in the Kapach edition of the Perush Mishnah, so he has his translation, and then in the footnotes, when the Rambam writes V'chata Nefesh Ahi, he writes Ein Pasukain. There's no such pasuk. Rav Kapach was a big bucking Tanach. V'shiyas Shigur Shabal Pehu. The Rambam was writing Bal Peh, so he made a mistake. V'tzarach Lomar V'chata Mishkaga. In other words, that's the Chet Mitshuma. In other words, all the shtickle Torahs that everybody's writing about there being two Makaros in the Rambam for Me'ila, for Yeshlech Levar Ve'erba Me'ila, according to Rav Kapach, there's no such thing. That the Rambam was referring to the Pasuk that we have by Me'ila. It isn't a new Pasuk. It's exactly the Pasuk that the Gemara was referring to when the Gemara says, we're going to Chet Chet from Shema. So he has v'chata nefesh in the Kapach edition. It said, or the Rav Kapach edition, it says v'chata nefesh ha'i, which is not a pasuk. So the Perush Mishnayis, the classical Mishnayis, the translation, he changed it to v'ashma nefesh ha'i. And Kapach says that's a mistake because that's v'chata talking about Hashem Gzeilos. There's nothing to do with our parasha over here. And rather the correct pasuk is v'chata mishkaga, not v'chata nefesh, ha'i. We understand why he changed around and changed it to v'ashma nefesh ha'i. Because we have v'chata nefesh ha'i, so v'chata nefesh ha'i must be v'ashma nefesh ha'i. And that's referring to Hashem Gzeilos. Rav Kapach said, there's no pasuk v'chata nefesh ha'i. And v'ashma nefesh ha'i is not correct, but rather what the Rambam meant was v'chata mishkaga. The only problem is it's very nice, but whatever Rav Adam Yom Bar-Tanura did with. He has the pasuk of Vashma Nefeshahi, which is how the Perush Mishnah said. So the obvious explanation for that would be that the Rabbi Avadim Bartanur was basing himself on the mistaken pasuk in the Targum of the Rambam's Perush Mishnayis. And therefore, really, there aren't two Makaros, and there's only one, and the whole thing is a big mistake. Or, you say, no, maybe the Rambam really does bring in all every Torah is saying is right, but Rav Kapach holds as a Dover Pasuk, and there's really only one Pasuk, and the Rambam doesn't bring in a new Pasuk. But Al-Kopan, we have to understand the Sora, Rabbi said. We have to understand the Sora. How come, if Nisari Ba'isarachi, or if another Isar is involved, we say that the shlichus is off. If in other words, if he's nana from Bisar Oila, then there's no more shlichus. Why shouldn't there be shlichus? Sof kol sof, we learn that Me'ila is a chiddush. And the chiddush of Me'ila is even if the mice is not Mesiach, it's back to the person's nen, even if the shlech is nen. And therefore the mice is not Mesiach, it's back to the Mishalech. It doesn't matter. Because sof sof, the Mishalech said it was done. And that's enough that there should be shlichus. That's enough that we have shlichus by Me'ila. We don't require that the mice should be, even if the shlech is acting on his own behalf. Doesn't matter. Because sof kol sof, the Mishalech told him to do it. And he did it, and Me'ila is going to be shlichus. And therefore, we don't say Dibur Rav, Dibur Yatam, Dibur Yishomin. And we don't care that if, even if it's a case where the Shlech was Nene. So that's our Avodah Mirtz Hashem for a future Shir. And like I mentioned, there's a lot of talk about this, and we could only do our best to try to understand. So please stay tuned. In the Mirtz Hashem, we will see continuing the flaws. There is a mahalach in our series to answer this, and we still have a lot more to say, Rabbi Sam. So I really ask that you stay tuned. Mirtz Hashem, Shif le galot niflaot mitorat Hashem, ve'ani samech me'od, u'modeh lechem me'od, she'ezantem, shalom, shalom.